Let's turn now to Mark Scheer at the Investigative Post. Mark, authoring a new post up there just up this week, the mother of all subsidy deals. And, you know, Mark, I'm just kind of, as I was reading through the article, it sounded more and more familiar to me. You have, this time it's in Genesee County, but a whole lot of tax breaks to bring a clean energy company to a vacant site in Western New York. And I had to stop myself. I thought I was reading an old article about Solar City, but no, this is even more of a subsidy deal.
Right, right. Good morning. That is the case. As my boss, executive editor, Jim Heaney, pointed out, he's covered a lot of these types of deals over the years, but this is the one we're sort of going in the other direction. Instead of less money, it's becoming more subsidy. More cost.
Give us an example of the subsidies that are going. And the company is Plug Power, right?
Yes, the company is Plug Power. They make hydrogen fuel for batteries, mostly for forklifts at this point. The total package is about $269.5 million. The biggest part is, well, there's tax breaks and there are power discounts, as well as the Power Authority would offer assistance to the company to acquire what's called high load factor power. So those are the two biggest subsidies involved in this project. It would create 68 jobs.
Wow.
It's a lot of money for job creation that on the surface, it doesn't seem like a huge amount. The lessons learned from Solar City don't seem to be translating to other projects. I mean, the lessons learned from this, I guess we're just expecting this to continue and continue and continue.
Right. I think with this project in particular, this would be the first tenant at what is known as the STAMP. They call it the STAMP. It's the Science, Technology, and Advanced Manufacturing Park in Genesee County. So this would be the first tenant, and they have agreed as part of this deal to build a $55 million substation that would provide power to other tenants. So there's a certain sense of they need an initial tenant to attract other tenants. And, of course, they've spent $26 million so far to develop the site to where it is. They have about $50 million in total to continue that process. So this would be sort of an anchor tenant, it seems.
Okay. Are all these subsidies, where are they coming from? County, state?
The tax breaks are coming from Genesee County. So the bulk of that will be property tax breaks over a 20-year period. There is some sales tax breaks as well. And the other half of it is from the New York Power Authority. So the low-cost hydropower and the high-load factor power that would be coming from the Power Authority.
Mark, thanks so much for the time, and you can check out that article at investigativepost.org. That's Mark Scheer joining us live.